We begin the current daf, Masech Tzichon Daf Vav. We begin the middle, we begin the test mouth, we begin the Gemara, Ashkechehu Ahu Saba. So the mayor, when he went to buy the wine from the Kutim, he found this elderly man, and he told him to be careful from the Kutim.
So there's Tesh Yesh Mepharshim. Some explain the Chamakim Shumaske, whenever it says Ahu Saba, that elderly man, who Elio? It's Elio Anavi. So it says, V'yesh Lemekin, you can't say that, because the Paragbam of the Likin Shabbos of Lamadam and Abba Obdir, Abishim and Yechai, that he came out of the Ma'ara and he wanted to do things to celebrate the miracle, and he marked off where the Tommy place was, and this elderly man told him, oh, you know, he's mitar beis hakvaris, which he was coming to degrade him, and he put his eyes on him, and that elderly man, you know, was punished, and he died, which obviously that wouldn't be Eliyahu Navi. Next time, Master begins to Berish Har Grizen,
that they found the figure of a pigeon, and that they worshipped over there on Har Grizen.
As Chase explains, but Medrash, it's brought Yesh. She avoids kachavim, that this is actually the avodah zarah shehit meYaakov tachas ha'ela b'har Shechem and Berish Lamhei,
where they went and they took all the avodah zarah that they had gotten and they hid it under that tree, which was Elaine the Meir was in Shechem, so therefore this was in tachas ha'ela, that was with Shechem, that's Har Grizen, and this was the avodah zarah that they. The Kutim had used.
Now it says, the words of Gemara, Baal Nefesh, if you're a Baal Nefesh, Parash Emenu,
separate from him. What do you see from the Pasuk separating?
Because the Besef of the Krog said, at the end of the Pasuk it says, Baal Tisav
Lematam Oisav, don't desire the sweet things that he comes to feed you. That's a muscle that the student should stay away from such a Rebbe, even although his Torah is sweet.
Next test master in the words of the Gemara, in the Cheshish L'Sar B'Tavlin Shabbat, you don't have to be concerned for the yeast and the spices, L'Misha Meiser, L'Misha Shviyas,
not for Meiser and not for Shmita.
But Tais says, Mashm, it sounds like that the Tavlin,
but that actually the spices, yeah, you don't have to be concerned. You gave your own, but where you told her to put in spices,
that sounds like that you would have such a kum, because the tavlin chayiv ma'isa, that
spices are obligated in ma'isa.
Which Taisa said, but tamer, it's a wonder, because the perek basim nigmar need enough nun and alf tanan bilut in the mishnah, kol shechayiv ma'isa, whatever is obligated in ma'isa, metamet tumas eichon, has the halacha of contaminating food items. Now, problem is, the barber right to be laid on the kovid zan the base, now we learn the mishnah, the keeper, mitzdarfin, the keeper combines metamet tumas eichon, to have halacha of contaminating food items. The Gemara says, my keeper, that's tavlin, that's spices. Wait, I'm a tavlin, elam tumas eichlin. See, that spices don't have tumas eichlin. El day tzirif, only by combining with food items. I have a gav dechai b'maisa, although it's obligated maisa. I thought if you're obligated maisa, it has tumas eichlin. The Hashem says, what you can say is no. The Mishum maisa dekama hacha, the truth is, here when we mentioned the concern about maisa, lokoi a tavlin, that wasn't going on the variable of the spices. El asa'ur, that was only going on the yeast, the shvi is koyafa tavlin. Regarding the loy mishum shvi is that, but if it was independent, that it would be concerned of shmita. That's going on the spices. Because even for animal food, the halacha shmita applies, and therefore it's not a difficulty because the halacha meiser actually was not going on the halacha of spices.